This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Snap your fingers. Come on, everybody, and clap your hands real loud. Come on, everybody, take a real deep breath.
Come on, everybody. Get in to the life and times of the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, died at the age of 42. 1977, August the 16th. So tomorrow we'll have a little bit more of his life and times. Right now we celebrate today. It's Tuesday the 15th. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Story of an 8-year-old who had a lemonade stand. Decided to raise money to help a friend who lost his home in the Maui wildfires. An 8-year-old boy. Imagine having that much consciousness trying to help all the people in Hawaii. His name is Julian Lin, raising money for victims through a lemonade stand that he operates in Central Park. I'm surprised, knowing New York, they haven't tried to close him down because he didn't have a license or some other stupid thing like that.
He probably went through and got one.
Well, I hope he did.
Yeah. Not the permission slip, the permit.
Yeah, you get a permit. Yeah. Right. Anyway, he and his mother visited the area in February, and they had fun with a boat guide named Ryan. Apparently, Ryan's home was one of the ones burned down in the blaze, and so they wanted to try to help him out. And so he started that lemonade stand. He also has a website. Imagine an 8-year-old with a lemonade stand website. Well, actually, he used it to start a GoFundMe page to help his friend. And apparently, Ryan, the fellow over there, lost some relatives in all of this. So really very conscious, very, very conscious. They've raised a couple of $1,000s. And what more, what could be better, right, than to have people show you love and respect and try to help out? Because we're all here to help, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's Tuesday the 15th. Excuse me. I'm not sure whether I want to talk about what's in your belly button or the RICO charges against Trump. You want to pick?
The former one sounds like a fun game. What's in your belly button?
Right. Okay, so let's do that on social media. Facebook and Instagram, post, do a little examination of your belly button.
No.
And
tell us down.
What's in your belly button? You have lint. So here's a guy who he used the scientific method to find out. Actually, he was a scientist. He analyzed his own fluff in his navel. Let's see. His name is Professor George Steinhauser. He collected 503 pieces of belly button junk.
Well, I changed my mind. Let's talk Trump. Let's talk Donald Trump.
Over 3 years, he found that his belly button had house dust in it, skin cells, and sweat.
Does this person not shower?
Fibers of shirts.
How deep is this belly button? I don't understand how you have that much stuff in your belly button.
All right, listen. You got an innie or an outie? That's the question. A lot of people.
An innie. And that, seriously, I go back to this. Do not shower. What kind of fabrics is he wearing? This is absurd.
Not the stuff I saw in Vanity Fair. You can be sure of that. All right, so Donald Trump and 18 other people have been indicted by a grand jury on criminal charges stemming from the investigation into their attempts to overturn the results of the election. Now they call it racketeering. That's why it's a RICO case. Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, the RICO Act. So he has 13 counts against them. It's the fourth indictment for Trump, who
Can you imagine if he gets elected to be president again? What kind of hoopla?
Well, all of this is making people want to vote for him more. There are some people who weren't planning on voting for him, but they're so tired of the way the system is working because he has yet to truly be convicted of anything.
Of anything.
That are.
Has he got good lawyers?
More so wanting to vote for him.
Yeah. Well, it isn't going to get me to vote for him, but I think it's very interesting as to how the psychology of this all works. The news media is an unindicted co-conspirator of this. The indictment has 41 felony counts, violation of the Racketeer Act, yada, 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 false statements and writings, conspiracy to commit impersonating a public. You know what? I'm betting he's guilty and some of these other people of some of this stuff, but because it's such overkill, you know, on the list is Rudy Giuliani, hello, Sidney Powell, let's see, a Justice Department official named Jeffrey Clark, and they just want to. And you know what? The saddest thing, I was talking about, you know, the Black Lives Matter stuff. The subtle, the visual here is subtle, and I wonder if it gets through to people. Here we have this old white guy who's angry and not particularly pleasant. Did some, you know, I don't want to hash out his presidency again, but he's a grumpy old guy. He's a white guy. So if you notice, the people that are handing down these indictments, especially in Georgia, are all black. And so I wonder what's going on in the Trump supporters' head? How is this affecting the course of trying to make Black Lives Matter or to make Black Lives better? And does all of this, I said it when I was looking at the Vanity Fair article earlier on. If you didn't hear that conversation, you can get it at gooddayshow.com. We have the daily program that runs over and over again during the course of the day. And I made a comment about looking at the ads in Vanity Fair and thinking, who are these people? And, you know, what? And Jay, of course, is straightening me out because I'm obviously out of touch with that. And I can't imagine me or anybody I know wearing any of that stuff, but somebody is because they spent a lot of money on advertising. But anyway, back to my premise of what it looks like. The black lady who's charging Trump, and there have been plenty of other, again, the Georgia stuff is likely to have black officials. I'm just thinking, this is me. Nobody has said this to me, but I get the drift here, and the visual isn't good. For people, unfortunately, a lot of Trump supporters are pretty bigoted and pretty racist. And so I'm saying that about all.
But not everybody.
No, not at all.
We're not putting everybody in the same box.
No, not at all.
But there are some extremely vocal people who do stand on those sides. Yeah, not every Trump supporter, but there are.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying every by a long shot, but it still is the optics. And whether anything comes out of this or not, can he be guilty of all of this stuff? No, but are they? And what is their? You know, I'm trying to think about what Trump's relationship was with the black community. I don't think he's not a notorious bigot like some people are. Is he? I don't think he
Well,
is.
His thing is, he said some things that go against, but he goes against everybody. He is an equal opportunist in what he says. Kind of like a stand-up comedian in a sense, where he not just attacks everybody, he has nicknames for everybody, regardless of age, race, gender. He equal opportunist and making fun of people.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the latest there. If he gets elected president, though, here's the question. So he gets elected president. Does he pardon himself? And all this stuff goes away? Is that what he's hoping? Think about that.
Who wouldn't, though?
Yeah. I mean, think about the optics of that.
Mm-hmm.
Under the now.
Meanwhile, why isn't there, there's to an extent with the Biden family, there's investigations going on, but it doesn't seem like it's even remotely on the level of people coming for Trump.
No. And certainly the reporting isn't. It's all hidden. It's so obvious what's going on. How is it? That's why I like to watch News Nation. There are a couple of people that are on News Nation at night that really hit the nail on the head when it comes to stuff like this. What the reality is and what do you really think is going? Is Fannie Willis's an elected district attorney, but how is she being treated? I don't know, has Trump stayed away from talking about these people who have indicted him, or has he taken shots at them too, like he does everybody else?
You know what? That's a good question.
Yeah, I haven't seen...
I feel like there's not been a lot of in-your-face comments from him, like there typically is. But what you were talking about with news media and journalism and talking about a lot of stories, all you have to do is look at the photos they use for the people they are speaking on, and you can tell immediately where they stand. Is it a flattering photo, or is it an unflattering photo?
Right. Yep. Remember all of the Newsmax pictures of Hillary Clinton with her mouth open like she was screaming?
Uh-huh.
They love putting those up. Anyway, they have all these people who have been charged have until noon on the 25th of August. Got 10 days to turn themselves in, or they're going to be arrested. They go get them. Either you come in and surrender by noontime next Friday, or we'll come arrest you. That ought to be interesting. See how Trump deals with that. Meanwhile, in Montana, state court yesterday ruled in favor of a group of young people who claimed the state's policies violated their constitutional right to a clean environment by prohibiting agencies from considering the effects of greenhouse gas emissions. This is the first time this has gone to trial like this. The issue in Hell versus Montana, pair of state laws, including an amendment to the Montana Environmental Policy Act, which prevents the state from evaluating climate impacts when approving energy and mining projects. So 16 high school students sued the state, citing Montana's constitutional guarantee, the right to a clean and healthy environment. How about that? There are only two state constitutions, by the way, that have that language, Pennsylvania and New York. So anyway, the judge invalidated Montana's policies, ruled the limitations didn't protect the state's natural resources from depletion, and that it's the deregulation here, which amounts to degradation of the resources, is something that doesn't have a remedy in this particular. It's kind of confusing, but anyway, it's interesting that the young people brought this suit. I find that very interesting. 18 after the hour, and good day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, honey, too much Elvis. Never too much Elvis. 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner in the celebrity news, brought to you by the folks at 541 Travel, who want to encourage you right this second to be one of the first 10 callers to win two free nights in Las Vegas. Just dial them up. That's it. 800-419-DOUG. All you have to do is call them right now. No questions asked. You don't have to, like, this isn't a quiz. What did Doug say 29 minutes ago? No, you know.
He said unga bunga.
Unga bunga. Yeah, you can always.
Never get a wrong answer.
Never a wrong answer. Two nights in Las Vegas. You can extend it if you want to. You don't have to buy anything. Just call 800-419-3684. So Linda Evangelista is in the celebrity news, trending on social media because of her co-parenting relationship with Salma Hayek. It seems Miss Evangelista used to be married to the fellow that Salma Hayek is with now. And so how have they learned to put their relationship onto into the right light? That's a pretty interesting story, and it's a great, I find when I look at this, a great example of how to do it right after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Alright, so, you know who Linda Evangelista is, Jay?
Yes.
Yeah. She's a model, right?
Yeah, she was one of the 90s supermodels. One of the main ones, that's Cindy Crawford, Chris Turlington, Naomi. Naomi, not, singular name, doesn't even need to Campbell with it.
Yep. She didn't look like the models, though, that I saw in Vanity Fair, right? She's not like that. Didn't look like that. Or does she? I don't know. I'm not.
I didn't see the Vanity Fair.
Oh. Well, just take my word for it. Skin and bones. All right. Anyway, that's not the story. The story is the blended family life that she shares with Salma Hayek and their children. That's a great story, actually, when you look at what could happen in these circumstances. She was married to a French businessman, and now Salma Hayek is married to the same guy. And they tell their stories about how they have helped each other in various circumstances. One of them was sick at Thanksgiving, and so Salma Hayek helped. Because Evangelista,
they really have developed a great friendship. And Salma had called Linda to see what she was doing for Thanksgiving, and she's like, "I didn't really nothing. I don't feel well." And Salma's like, "Okay, well, that's just unacceptable." So Salma and her daughter hopped on the plane and went to Linda's, and Salma Hayek asked Linda what she wanted for dinner, and she originally was kind of just like, "No, just whatever you want to make," and she's like, "No, give me the list. We'll do different things." And I guess Salma makes this amazing Mexican chicken with truffled potatoes, and so Linda Evangelista was like, "Can we have that?" And she made almost everything completely by herself, didn't have any help. The children helped towards the end, but talk about, like, this is a real friendship, not just co-parenting. This is true friendship.
Apparently Evangelista is on the cover of Vogue for the September issue with Cindy Crawford and some others that you were talking about, so that's how we'll recognize her. It's 28 now after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump now stands accused of being part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Fulton County DA Democrat Fannie Willis says Trump has until noon next Friday to voluntarily surrender. Trump faces felony racketeering charges as officials release the indictment before the grand jury made their decision in Georgia yesterday. Former Senate Judiciary Committee Senior Advisor Garrett Ventry on Fox News last night calls out the Georgia DA for putting politics over justice.
And she's even recently, over the last 48 hours, set up a fundraising page on the indictment of President Trump here. So it looks political going into 2024. And again, I think President Trump has a really good argument here that this all, again, looks political right going into an election when he continues to surge in the polls.
Lance Pry. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug Line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
Oh, baby, let me be your love teddy bear. Put it chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger.
Oh, I love this one.
Tiger's way too rough.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Wanna be your teddy bear.
I always dreamt of being a Jordanaire because I wanted to do bop 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 bop. Yes, shaboom shaboom, la da 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 da, shaboom shaboom. All right, some good news from the stock markets. Yesterday they closed higher. S&P up, Dow Jones Industrials up, NASDAQ up. Retail sales data coming out today. Looks like it'll be good. That's why the markets are up. That's why we're not in the situation that the government created phony baloney recession would have you believe. Why do we have a government that we deserve? It isn't the government we want.
Oh, yeah.
So how is it that we have this kind of government?
What happened? Exactly.
Abusive.
Well, and our forefathers always taught us and told us never fully trust the government.
Right. Exactly. More so now than ever. You know, you got interest rates going up. Why? Who's benefiting from that? Sure as heck isn't you and me. Look at the interest rate on credit card balances. Good God. Unga bunga. All right, here's Emma Willis, who's 45. She took on the role of caregiver for Bruce Willis. We were talking about this just a minute ago. And we had the story. If you didn't hear it, you can get it on gooddayshow.com as you listen to the whole show repeated during the course of the day. We were talking about Selma Hayek and Linda Evangelista getting along, both having been married to the same man, and how wonderful that is. And you brought up how wonderful it is that Emma Heming gets along as she does with Demi Moore.
Yeah, it seems like they all have a genuine friendship doing family vacations together.
Yep, yeah. And so it's a beautiful kind of thing. They refer to themselves as care partners. So all these social media posts.
Well, and Demi actually moved in with them, too, so
yes,
that she could help.
To help.
To help, yeah.
Yep. She said, I don't want her post to be misconstrued. I'm good, because I'm not good. But I have to put my best foot forward for the sake of myself, my family. And we're not looking after ourselves if we aren't. We can't look after anybody else.
And I think that happens a lot with anybody who is a caregiver, whether it is a family member who needs a lot more support and to be taken care of, or if it's a new parent coming in, or just parents in general of young children. So often, as a caregiver, people tend to focus more on taking care of somebody else, and they forget to take care of themselves. And it's one of those, if your glass is not full, you cannot fill anybody else's cup.
Yeah.
And I always like the analogy of the flight. When you're on a flight, they tell you to put on your oxygen. If the oxygen masks come, they tell you put on yours and then help others.
Yep.
And that's one of those things. If you do not help yourself first, you cannot help others. And I also think that, more so for women, but I don't want to say it's all women. I know some guys who feel this way too, but there's almost this connotation of feeling selfish or being perceived as being selfish for taking care of yourself first before others.
Mm.
And that's just that could not be farther from the truth.
Yeah. Well, it's just good. It's nice. It's important. It's life-changing, and it really is. It's just really good. From the Did You Know and Do You Know Fact Department, did you know that Green Eggs and Ham was written on a bet? How many of these things from Dr. Seuss can you, some of the words, zizzer, zizzle, zizzle, who knows how to pronounce half of this stuff? Theodore Geisel, G-E-I-S-E-L, what's his, stage name, his nom de plume was Dr. Seuss. And going back to the mid-1950s, I remember how captivating I thought this was when I was a kid. And in the first grade, I had Dr. Seuss around me and couldn't put it down. I don't know what the equivalent. Miles likes Dr. Seuss still today. I'm not sure there's an equivalent to some of the stuff. But what's better than the Cat in the Hat? Right? The new words that are not words at all, but yet they're Seussisms, if you will. And
he had a lot of great one-liners, not even from his stories, just a lot of things that he himself said.
Yep. Bennett Cerf was an author, writer, was around at the same time, and he and Seuss were friends. So as they used to be on the early talk show circuits, the early Tonight shows and some of those. Bennett Cerf was on all the game shows. So he asked Seuss to write a book. And instead of using some, like he's used a couple of hundred distinct words in some of the books like Cat in the Hat, he said, I want you to use 50 different words. That's it. I'll bet you that it can't be done. I bet you $50. So Seuss wrung his hands. He put up maps and flowcharts and stuff and decided he was going to show Bennett Cerf something. Was this Sam I Am? Is that what it was? I think that's what's in the book. So anyway, Seuss wrote a book was probably one of the best, Green Eggs and Ham, one of the best sellers that he had. And Bennett Cerf, the Welcher, never paid him his $50. How about that? It's kind of a there's nothing
yeah,
about
he thought he was easily
there.
Going to win.
Yeah, of course he did. Right. Anyway, Dr. Seuss got paid $25 for his first writing. So, and he was rejected. He went to publisher after publisher after publisher after publisher 27 times. He was told he was crazy. Get out of my office. We're not publishing crap like that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So how many books do you think Dr. Seuss has sold worldwide? Want to take a guess?
How many Dr. Seuss I want to say hundreds of millions, but that's probably still underselling it.
Yep. 870 million books have been sold, written by Dr. Seuss. That's a lot of books. And a lot of fun. He got
some movies out of his books.
Yeah. He was named Dr. Seuss because he got caught drinking in his room with his buddies. He was the editor of the College Humor magazine at the time. He couldn't contribute under his real name. So he came up with Seuss, which is his mother's maiden name. So, he used that instead. Dr. Seuss. Yeah, God love them. It's just fabulous. Great children's things. Speaking of fabulous, my friend Uri Geller is here from Israel. We'll talk with him about what's going on in just a moment here on Good Day.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on, with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the Internet, accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
43 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, joined by my friend Uri Geller. One of the most popular things in the Good Day download, people want to hear what Uri has to say, mostly about this time. At least one day a week, Uri shows up to talk about things that are of interest and import to many of us. So you have this new Twitter, but I just said to you off the air, it's not Twitter anymore, so you don't tweet. What's it called, an X? What is it?
Yeah, what a brilliant question that is. And also it's synchronized because I was going to talk to you about the X-Files. Unbelievable. I mean, talk about you and I are telepathic. No
we always
doubt.
Are. Yeah, we are.
Because you brought up the fact, because Twitter is a bird that tweets, but now yeah. It's X.
And so what does X do?
It's a brilliant question. I think Elon Musk must answer that because we want to know what it's called now. But
right. Look,
what I'm going to talk to you about today for a couple of minutes is that lately I tweet many interesting items about aliens and new crashed UFOs because it's very topical now. The Congress, Pentagon, everybody's talking about it. Credible people from the Defense Department, Air Force, astronauts, they all talk about the possibility that they're aliens who are walking among us. Unbelievable. So somebody sent me a very important GOV source, a photograph where you see, and everybody, please go to my Twitter. You won't believe your eyes. You see a almost like a refrigerator room, and many alien bodies are lying on kind of stainless steel structures. So I tweeted that, but I was very careful. I said, look, guys, I got this from a very credible source. What do you all think about it? But then I added that it was Dr. Wernher von Braun, the Nazi, ex-Nazi scientist that put the Americans on the moon. He took me into a refrigerator room in a secret NASA base and actually showed me alien bodies. Now, this viral because a lot of people claimed that the photo I tweeted is from the X-Files. And then it's very controversial now because others say, no, it's not from the X-Files. Here is a photograph from the X-Files. So what it is all about, Doug, most of the people out there are believers. We want to believe that extraterrestrial life did visit us or is visiting us, mm-hmm. and there's not enough credible evidence. So every time I put out a tweet on this subject, it goes viral. So that's the story.
Isn't it interesting now that you've been talking about this? I remember the Weekly World News, which was around in, what, the 60s and 70s, all the weird stories. It was like, yes, the Inquirer, but it was worse than that.
Yes.
And there was a picture of you, or the number of pictures of you, talking. I remember once you were talking to one of these aliens, supposedly. It was clumsy in that time when they didn't have Photoshop, so they superimposed you shaking hands with an alien. Do you remember that picture? Huh?
Yeah, Doug, you have amazing memory because I think a similar picture was used with President Bush, an alien shaking his hand.
Yeah.
With President Clinton, probably with me. But wow, what a brilliant memory you have. Now, for me, alien encounter happened when I was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And then it developed into contact with aliens through Dr. Andrea Puharich, who worked for the CIA, and then Captain Edgar Mitchell, the astronaut, Apollo 14 scientist and astronaut who walked on the moon, the sixth man on the moon, and then Werner von Braun. So nobody is going to take what I've seen, what I've heard, what I've seen with my own eyes. But next week, I'm going to have a revelation for you, a very powerful revelation. So let's wait until next week when I know more information, okay?
All right. I just want people to know the source, urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. Uri Geller's museum is a great source. Go to the website and look and see what's going on in there. People from all over the world are going there every day. And Uri has such a broad spectrum of interests and also in terms of how he's affected people, not only with discussions like this, but the things that he's done have helped people with their health, physical health, their mental health, mind, you know, because all that stuff goes together, health, mind, and body. And so you have such a wide, expansive overview, not only of experiences, but of ways of helping people. It's just always, that's what makes it stimulating. That's why it's good conversation, frankly. So, all right, next week, another revelation. Uri Geller here on Good Day at 49 past the hour.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Wizard. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Wizard of Oz. Okay, here's the Wizard of Good Day. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man from Movie Moments. He wasn't here yesterday, so I don't want to get box office totals, but why are we focused there, my friend, on the Wizard of Oz?
This day in film history, Doug, August 15th, 1939, The Wizard of Oz premiered at the Grumman Chinese Theater in Hollywood. The entire cast, including Julie Gall and director Victor Fleming, were there on what they called the red carpet back in the day. I can only imagine the sense of wonder when people watch a movie for the first time. And I think the difference between going to a movie, say, not that I was born, but in that period, and I'll tell you another story in a second, would be, I think when people walked into a movie like that, they weren't bombarded with trailers and social media stories, and really they saw it for the first time. 99% of the film, maybe other than a black and white still that was released somehow in a newspaper, so it was a complete surprise from beginning to end. Now when we watch a movie, it's sort of like you could probably watch 50% of the entire movie on YouTube if you put the clips together before you go to see it in a theater. Now, speaking of that, the other day at our theater here in East Stroudsburg, we do a classic series, and we brought back Singing in the Rain from 1952, and I watched it again. I got to tell you, their dance numbers in that movie, Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, that was a special effect in their own. It's amazing how they did.
They didn't need special effects. Incredible. They actually acted. And they had lines and lyrics and all that kind of good stuff.
And what that movie did, honestly, made me feel really good watching it. It just was a really feel-good movie. There's a saying, I wish they made them like that, like they used to, and I guess I sort of do.
Yep. All right. Let's talk about what happened this weekend, the box office. Any surprises?
It's amazing the success of Barbie in Oppenheimer. Bobby's now done $1.1 billion worldwide. And there was a story yesterday that broke that, you know, in the industry, obviously, people found interesting. Margaret Robbie actually produced Bobby through her production company. And she's, with all said and done, she'll wind up making over $50 million for the success of Bobby, which is great. But here's what I was thinking when I read that story. In essence, and I'm all for capitalism, but this is the problem with the industry where so few make so much and so many make so little. I mean, obviously, if she only made, say, $25 million and another $25 million was dispersed amongst other people who worked on that film, I guess the industry would be in better financial shape and there'd be less people wanting to complain on a picket line, but that is not the case. Continues to be the major talent makes 90% of the money and everybody else does not.
Well, I think you're going to see some of that change as a result. They have to fix this sooner or later. Let's hope it's sooner. So that's the story. Now, The Sound of Freedom also is a story worth telling. I've been interested in this. The message is strong. The fellow who's the director said that there wasn't a QAnon tie to this. This is wrong. So I don't even, you know, with the... He said, "If there's one issue that can unite everybody, it's child trafficking."
I don't want to. I respect the film. I respect the subject matter, obviously, and I like Jim Caviezel as an actor. But the reality is that Jim Caviezel has backed some of the thought process of this wacky organization. I mean, that is a reality.
Whether people want to, who cares? That doesn't affect his acting. It bothers the hell out of me when people try to woke or cancel somebody just because of his or her philosophy. He's a good actor, so let him alone.
I agree only to a point, but the reality, if you back wacky things,
wacky according to who? Who determines what's wacky? You? Me? No.
Well, let me ask you a question. Okay, I'll have this debate with you. Let's just say, okay, like the Alex Jones thing. Let's just say somebody says...
This isn't Alex Jones.
But I'm just... Well, they've said some wacky things.
Alex Jones did, yeah.
Yeah.
But is Jim Caviezel in that same bailiwick? I don't think so. Anyway, what were you going to say?
Dipped his big toe in it, though.
Wait, what?
I do like him as an actor. I do dip his big toe in some wackiness. That's cool.
Right. I mean, a lot of people didn't like Schwarzenegger's political point of view just because he was a Republican. Come on. Let's
a little stop. Different.
We're very judgmental in our society, and it's time that we, I think...
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Up. I know you're not. You're my hero, Chuck. That's why you're here. Chuck Curry, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, 59 past on Good Day.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.